Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Well, those are the pulses and beats that you would hear in the streets of a small remote village nestled in the jungle of Venezuela called El Clavo. The city's culture and music is encapsulated in a new musical, Viva la Paranda, which is running now at the Colony Theater, Miami Beach, and it reveals the story of a small, folkloric Afro-Caribbean band that emerged in the midst of violence. In the music, lead singer Betsaida Machado and the band Paranda El Clavo teach the audience about the significance of the Afro-Venezuelan tradition La Paranda, which the band describes as caroling. The musical is in Spanish with English subtitles. It also exposes the effects of Venezuela's humanitarian crisis and tells so much. And by the way, it's immersive. You as the audience, you may actually be involved in it. Joining me now is the musical's director, Juan Suki. He joins us in studio. Juan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You know what? I had to start with this because, you know, we were talking about Venezuela just a moment ago.
I heard, yeah.
And you were in the other room and I saw you move closer to the radio to hear. But everything that's happening kind of has this interesting impact on what you're doing on stage.
Definitely. I mean, it's a circle, you know. What we do is affected by it. And I think also the fact of having a community like this sharing their vision and their experience of what's going on in Venezuela right now, it also feeds people who are here and have left the country and are living it from outside. So I think we're all pretty sensitive to what's going on and are totally affected by it no matter where we are, you know.
This is a fascinating show because, again, it's immersive. People can be involved. Food is involved.
Totally.
Video.
Yeah.
It's not your typical theater show. How do you describe it to somebody who hasn't seen it yet?
I think it's an experience, you know. It definitely has elements from documentary. It has elements from musical. It has an element from the gathering, you know. Like when you go to El Clavo, the signature get-together in El Clavo is what happens in the show, you know. There's a soup cooking. This soup is made out of whatever each member of the community has and can bring to the table.
And it's called
Sancocho.
Sancocho.
Sancocho, yeah. And Sancocho is a slow cooking meal, you know? So it's not, it goes very much against the idea of sitting down, my meal is ready, I ate my meal and I leave, you know? Sancocho, you wait for a couple of hours or more for it to be ready. And in that time you sing and you tell stories and you share your experiences. And that's what it is about.
Describe the tradition of La Paranda.
Well, La Paranda has many meanings, you know. You can define a party by the name of La Paranda, but in this specific case, the Paranda is a community group, it's a music group that carols around town, you know, plays house concerts on very specific dates. They go on every January 1st. This Paranda, January 1st is their big day, and on any January 1st, they'll play over 120 concerts that day, house by house, and then the whole village waits for them in the main square. When you say that in a town of 1,500, that's basically playing every house almost, you know.
Now, how is it, because, you know, we talked about the Sancocho,
yeah,
which, by the way, you are making Sancocho on the stage.
During the show, of course.
Yeah. And then is everybody going to be able to partake in enjoying it?
Oh, definitely. You're going to partake since you enter, because when you enter, you're going to smell a theater that smells like a Sancocho, which is a very uncommon experience. And then you're going to spend the whole show smelling how it feels more and more ready, and then you get to eat it, of course, at the end of the show.
And that adds something to the show because you don't think of theater and using your sense of smell.
Yeah.
It's mostly what you hear and see.
Yeah. I think the theater, Michelle Hausmann's the theater artistic director, has said it in a way that I think it's beautiful, you know. They, from moment number one, agreed to do this show, and they said the process was not going to be about the group or the show adapting to the theater, but about the theater adapting to the story we were telling. And they basically committed to that, and I have to say that's exactly what they did. So the stage is transformed into a common space that looks and feels like El Clavo and smells like El Clavo and sounds like El Clavo.
And you also, I mean, again, you have video, so there's multimedia, and you even bring some people up to dance.
Yeah.
So now they're not sitting, they're dancing. They're part of the show.
Yeah, it all happens pretty naturally, you know. It's an interesting story with this community because being an outsider, being the only person in the show who was not born in El Clavo, I have to say that I, from the first time I went to the village, I was so amazed by how inclusive they are. And that's exactly how they roll. You know, if you are in my town, well, you better walk into my house and see what we're cooking and try it and drink the contra that I prepare, which is like their own blends of rum with spices. And it's a community that is incredibly open. And I think there was no other way to do the show, you know?
How did you end up going down there? How did you end up in that community?
It's a long story, but I'll tell you my best attempt at the short version. I was working with Cesar Miguel Rondon, who is a radio anchor from Venezuela. And he invited me to a project where Betsaida was partaking and singing. And I was so amazed by her voice. The first time I heard her, I felt this is the most powerful voice I've heard in the world. And it doesn't sound like someone who went to Juilliard for singing. It sounds like someone who is like a bridge for the sounds of the earth to come out into the world, you know. And immediately I was so shocked. And I, why do you sing like this? Where did you learn to sing like this? Well, my dad was a street trumpet player. I come from a little village. Everyone sings there. Everybody dances. So can we go? Can we go? Can we go? Can we go? And we kept working together for a long time. And maybe a year and a year and a half after, we finally found a day where it was okay for her to take me and it was okay for me to go. And she said, okay, I'm buying 3 kilos of meat. You're buying 3 kilos of meat. I'm bringing potato. You're bringing yam. I'm bringing this. You're bringing that. We're going to cook a sancocho and we're going to sing. And it was a life-changing moment for me because I come from really formal training in the arts. You know, I'm a theater director by training with an MFA at Columbia. And I did like the very formal road of a formally trained artist. And suddenly I found myself in a rural village seeing the most powerful artists I've seen in my life, you know?
And how long were you there? How long did you immerse yourself in that world so that you could bring that to the stage here?
Oh, it's been such a long process. You know, that day I went for one day. But then that day I knew that I had to come back because that day ends. We were in a rush, you know? It's the highway that takes you there. It's pretty tough. It's pretty dangerous. So we see the day is starting to become night and the bus driver is like, hey, we need to go, we need to go, we need to go. And the very last question I get to ask is like, how long have you been doing this? And I learned that day that they've been doing it for 30 years and never recorded a song. I had never produced an album in my life or done anything, but I grew up in record stores. So I said, I'm coming back to this town and we're bringing friends and we're recording this music in here.
You, you're premiering this in a city with a large Venezuelan population. I've wondered what people have been saying to you.
I'm so happy, you know, about what's going on because when you are so immersed in work, you don't really know how it's going to bounce back until you actually show it, you know. And normally, with any other show, what happens is that you'll understand that there's an audience for that show. So maybe the elder will tell you, this was too crazy, and the young will tell you, this was this or that. And we're in a show where people, like from kids to the elder, they're going, and they are, I think it's beyond the show, you know? And I think the show in itself is just not a show, it's an encounter. And I think everyone is taking it with a really open heart, and we feel really happy about that, you know?
Again, this is not, you're not sitting and watching. You are going to, as Juan says, you're gonna come in, you're gonna smell wonderful, tasty, delicious, and taste that delicious food. You're gonna dance, you're gonna be part of the show in many ways. Again, Juan Suki talking about his new musical playing at the Colony Theater. It's called Viva la Paranda. It's going to transport you with this band, Paranda El Clavo from Venezuela, that's here now in Miami. Fascinating show, very different. Juan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And the best going
Enjoy
forward.
To be here.
And that's our program for today. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.